So we're going to read from God's word now, and I'm reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, and starting to read from verse 8. Should appear on the screen, I think, yeah. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Well, we've sung about it, we've seen a video of it, and we've just had the Bible reading all about it. And we're going to spend a bit of time thinking about who the shepherds heard from the angels had been born to them that very first Christmas. I'm going to pray and ask for God's help as we listen together. Dear God, we thank you so much for your true words to us in the Bible. We pray that you would help us now to see more clearly who Jesus is and why he has come. Amen. So why did Jesus come? This is the question we've been thinking about together here at St. John's over the last few weeks as we've been getting ready to celebrate his coming at that very first Christmas. In our true Bible story that James just read for us, the angels told the shepherds why Jesus had come. And Jesus had come on a rescue mission. A rescue mission that no one else could achieve. A rescue mission for you. The angel told the shepherds that he had good news, great news, because born this day in the city of David is a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. A Saviour is a word we find in the Bible that means one who comes to rescue, one who saves us. And Jesus, God's own Son, had come as God's special rescuer. On that very first Christmas, he came to rescue us because no one else could do it. A fireman, brave as he might be, couldn't do it. No number of exciting helicopters or blue flashing lights are enough. Even your mum or dad can't help you with this one. But what did Jesus come to rescue us from? Well, the good news of a rescue is only ever good news because first there is some bad news. The rescue of the breakdown truck, it only comes because of the bad news that you've broken down, you're stranded. And the good news of Jesus' rescue only comes because of the bad news of our sin. You see, Jesus came on a rescue mission to rescue us from our sin. And our sin stops us being friends with God. Sin cuts us off from him and leads to death. So Jesus' rescue is good news of great joy because it is a rescue from sin. If we trust in Jesus' rescue, God calls us his friends again, and he gives us life that never ends. But what actually is this sin that we need rescuing from? Well, here at St. John's, we like to use this handy way to remember some of what it is to sin. The S stands for shove off God. We tell God to go away, to get out of our lives. We don't want him. Or we simply ignore him. We take all the good things there is in the world, all the good things that come from him, but we never thank him. The I stands for I'm in charge. Instead of listening to the wonderful way God wants us to live, we say, I'll do what I want. I'll be in the center of it all. And the N stands for no, no to your rule. Instead of seeing Jesus as our king, instead of living for him, we make ourselves the boss and we expect everyone else to treat us like we are. And the Bible says everyone has this problem. We all sin. We all say, shove off God. I'm in charge. No to your rule. And so we see it in our lives every day, the marks of sin. We push God out and put ourselves in the center. Tomorrow, Christmas Day. How long do you think it will be before you do or say or think something selfish? Perhaps you're thinking about all the presents you've got. Or perhaps it bothers you that there's one you didn't get that you really thought you wanted. Or you take those last few pigs in blankets without bothering to ask if anybody else wants them. But these things, they just show us what sin is. They just show us how sin makes us behave. Because even bigger than these outward signs are the fact that sin breaks our friendship with our good God. It keeps us apart from God and it leads to death. So I hope you can see that sin is a really big problem that's going to take a really big rescue. And trying to be nice, trying to be on the nice list, just isn't enough. That's like trying to swim back to shore in an impossibly large ocean. It's like trying to blow out that raging fire like it's candles on a birthday cake. No, we can't do it ourselves. We all desperately need rescuing. And it is this need to be rescued that makes Jesus being born such good news. It is good news of great joy, just as the angels told the shepherds it was. Jesus, God's Son, was born as a Savior. He is the rescuer that we all need. The rescuer from sin. And he can do it because he is God's perfect Son, come to be with us, come to live on the earth, but never sin. Jesus is the only perfect rescuer. The rescuer who can rescue you from sin and death. The rescuer who offers to all who cry out to him for rescue everlasting life with God. This is why Jesus came. He came to rescue. And knowing that Jesus is this mighty Savior who rescues us from sin and death, when we hear this, it's no wonder that thousands of years after his birth, that very first Christmas, all around the world, people celebrate Christmas. I know it's been said in many times and many ways, but this rescue of Jesus is the reason we can have a merry Christmas. Jesus came to rescue me, and he came to rescue you. All you need to do is put your trust in this rescue, and you will find that the news of Jesus' great rescue is what truly makes Christmas the most wonderful time of the year. I'm going to pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending your Son, Jesus. We thank you that he came as the rescue we all need. Help us this Christmas to consider his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection. Help us put our trust day by day in his great rescue. Amen.